Tutti frutti, tutti, 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 tutti,
tutti, tutti,
tutti, tutti,
welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to a very special episode.
Unique.
Just another episode.
Of?
Drag Trash.
Where we're the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Not the points. You said this last time. We have yet to give out points.
Correct. And you started awarding them, but like in the first 3 seconds, you were like, all right, you get 10, and now I take 5. And I was like, no one's keeping track of
so
that.
So everyone's starting out with 5 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did. We did that the
we
last
did.
Time.
We
yeah.
did. We
Guess
did.
Guess what? You still have only 5 points.
That's almost 10.
Yeah.
And 10 is almost 20, and 20 is like a big deal, right?
Right. And once you get 20, then you get a free membership to the gift shop. But then you have to wait until you get enough points to buy things at the gift shop.
Yeah, you need at least 120 points to buy anything.
120.
That's how it works.
1,000 points. And then you can maybe get like a little, you know, necklace.
Necklace.
Yeah.
Necklace.
That says, bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 And then we take all your points and you start back at zero. And you got to do it again, just like capitalism.
But you know what? That necklace, you're going to love it.
You're going to love
it. It's so cute, and it's like really unique. And it's
I
like,
want that necklace.
Yeah,
can we get those?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, great. Hi.
Hi.
Oh,
wow.
It's so windy here.
It's so windy. It's been windy all week.
It's been windy.
I mean, like, do we live in Chicago?
The windy city.
Oh, we live in the windy city.
Where's the bean?
Where's the bean? Where's the bean?
Well, I guess we have the arch.
I mean, yeah.
Where's the beef?
I feel like Where's the Bean needs to be, like, whenever bean burgers become a thing at Burger King, they need to revive the Where's
bean
the...
Bean burritos at Burger King?
Bean burgers at Burger
bean,
King.
They have those.
Do they?
They have veggie
where's
options.
The, where's the Bean commercial?
Where's the Bean?
Where's
Are they made
the
out
bean?
Of beans?
I thought you said there was one there.
Well, a vegetarian option.
Mm.
I don't know what it's made out of.
I'm talking about a bean burger.
Are there other kinds of burgers? Like
at
vegetarian?
Burger King?
No.
Yes. Yes, there are other kinds of veggie burgers.
What are they? Chickpea?
What's the Beyond Meat?
What's that?
I think it's a combination of things. I don't think it's just strictly black bean. Mm.
Combination of what? Pig skin?
Probably.
Chicken
no,
lips?
It's not. It's vegan. It's vegetarian. I don't know if it's vegan.
It's not chicken lips.
It's not meat. Mm.
So they say. I mean, who's to know? The FDA is out here just giving everybody a pass, and bird flu is running amok.
I mean...
You're eating beef.
You may be eating a little beef.
You're probably eating a little beef.
Some of those, things that do pass as vegetarian, vegan, they have, like, byproducts in them or something, and something like that. I was reading about a really bad one recently, or what? I say reading. I saw a TikTok on about it.
Are you on TikTok right now?
No, maybe it was a reel. Sorry, I say that. Any short video now is a TikTok, unfortunately.
I know. Well, they all come from TikTok.
I mean, I say that because it's true. It's like, I'll watch a video on Instagram because I don't go there, and it'll be like, bloop, at the end, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I do like that little sound.
They tested that, and they're like, the people like this.
I want to know what the other ones were. Beep-boop.
Beep-boop.
Ba-boop. Ba-li-li-dee.
Kululoop. I mean, don't give too much away.
No, too much.
Our app, yeah. I mean, we got to save some sounds for us.
Those were all very different. I'm proud of myself. Usually, if I'm like coming up with something, it's like,
that's why
the
I stopped
same
you.
Thing.
I was like, IP, drag trash, TM.
I'm like, I can't do a celebrity impression,
but I can do 8,000 robot noises.
I can be a robot.
And you
I'm
know what?
AI.
That's valuable.
Millennials are just artificial intelligence.
Mm.
Oh,
we got
actually,
so far off topic. I thought I was going to start talking about something else, but let's just go.
But actually.
Yeah, what are we?
Artificial intelligence.
How so?
Because we were like the first iPad babies, but like TV babies. I know they were like TVs in the 80s, but you know what I'm saying?
Like trained,
we were
raised
on AIM
by technology.
Messenger. AIM. AOL.
That's an interesting, like, sort of like deconstruction of that.
Yeah.
Because I think my idea of AI is a machine giving human-like qualities, but you're saying sort of any meld of the two is artificial intelligence. Like, if machines raise a human, is that human a human? Or are they partially... Because that's what you're saying, right? They, is that like we were raised
by machines? Well, we were raised by machines.
So we're partially artificially intelligent.
What do you think an incubator is?
For eggs?
Don't kids get an incubator?
I know,
they
I'm confused.
They don't put babies in incubators?
You mean like a little heat, like a heat lamp for babies? Is that what we're talking about?
What's those little beds they put them in?
Like an iron lung?
Like a grandpa? No. Don't they put them in like little tubs in the hospital? And you're like, this is their incubator.
Yeah, I think so. But I think that's like to protect them from germs and stuff, isn't it?
Well, that's an incubator.
Because they're so fresh. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, they put them in sterile environments controlled by machines. And so there is an element of our raising that if we're going to get into, like, what's natural, what's not, it's like we've already crossed that line.
Well, okay, yeah, let's get into that. Because you're saying, you know, if a machine is raising your baby, the Republican's not going to like it?
Probably not.
They're going to be like, oh, that's a machine baby.
Right. I think that you're onto something. I think that this
machine
is, I mean...
baby.
It sounds stupid, but stupider things have been uttered by people in this country, and especially by politicians in this country. So, like, I think you're actually onto something.
Stupider
I wouldn't
things.
Put it out of our purview.
I mean, once the Teslas lose all their stock, he's going to have to start making machine babies.
Well, he's already been making robots, right?
That's what I'm saying. Well, but they weren't actually robots because somebody else was controlling them, right?
Yeah.
They weren't moving on their
Correct.
Own.
And this is also a really good point about AI. It's like it is still in the form of like basically it's just high-end computing.
Right.
It's still just taking a bunch of information that they have made public and like sometimes a lot illegally and it's high supercomputing power. So it's like still pulling from all of these areas and making its own decisions, but it is not like in the complexity of what we understand to be like cognizant.
I'm not really worried.
I'm not worried right now either. Not like we were a year ago.
No.
I think a year ago I heard experts coming out and being like, this is a problem. And like, don't get me wrong, in its current form, it is.
Yes.
Because we're putting it and giving it like the top results of Google search and that's like 60% wrong.
And they're wrong and I don't want that information.
Crazy. And we've learned that they can lie and all this stuff. So like, yeah, it's still a problem, but it's not what I thought it was going to be, which is like we are months away from like iRobot.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it is why I said that, but I had a real, I had a thing.
I'm sorry, I talked too much. Humans being AI. Because they're raised by machines.
Yeah.
That's how we got on this.
Yeah. I don't remember. I was at the year. Oh, being afraid of AI. Being afraid of it.
Mm.
How many of you have a computer, let alone a phone, that has made it 15 years? You know why?
Planned obsolescence.
Well, okay, yes. But also viruses.
Yeah.
Viruses.
Yeah.
And I think now with all the scams going on and everything, I just think... You can take down any computer with a virus.
I think that there are a lot of really intelligent hackers out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of really intelligent tech people with like better morals than these companies and or left these companies so know what they're doing and are like, they could, yeah, I believe you. They could take it down.
Also, energy. Where are you going to get the energy when the sun explodes?
Where are you going to get it?
Where are you going to get it?
Not because from
you're
us.
You're not like, everything's still gas, right?
Right. And like, listen, you can't just make stuff out of nothing.
You can't.
I don't know who the fuck you think you are.
Energy just, you can't just make energy.
No, we have a finite amount.
That's right, right?
Yeah, okay, I heard that in Interstellar. You can't.
You know, Christopher Columbus,
you can't
he's
do it.
Right about everything.
Christopher Columbus is such a good, like, filmmaker. You're right.
I do like his films.
You're he's getting one. Ready to do, isn't he the one that's getting ready to do The Odyssey? Thank you.
Is he doing The Odyssey?
I think that they're still filming it. It's kind of, I'm kind of here for that.
Hermia? No. Who's Helena? Helena of Troy? Isn't that the beginning of the Odyssey?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Or is that the Iliad?
I don't remember now.
They're both Homer.
Cool cast so far.
Who?
Excuse me.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Close. Tom Holland.
Tom, as who?
As,
Odysseus?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Is that
yeah,
the
Odysseus,
name?
Yeah. I'm pretty
look
sure.
At this, look at this. Look at this.
Girl, culture, knowledge, reading, classics.
Well, no one can read anymore.
I think Zendaya's in it.
Okay. Dune. The entire cast of Dune is in it.
Those are the only two I can remember. It's pretty stacked.
Alicia Silverstone. You know what I heard today?
What?
Not today. A couple days ago. Hmm. Were you ever a big fan of Buffy?
I never watched it.
Do you know any of the characters?
No.
Do you know the redhead?
The one that just died.
No.
No.
No. No. Was she on Buffy? She was on Buffy.
Didn't later we say seasons. That?
Later seasons.
Yeah.
No. The redhead who was at this one time at band camp.
Yes.
Allison
she was on How I Met Your Mother at one point too, right? Sure, isn't that sure. what she went to?
You know who originally was going to be that role?
Who?
Wow. Melanie Lynskey.
Guess her who's
visa
jealous of
was messed up. And so she couldn't come out of Canada.
Melanie Lynskey, love her.
I do love Melanie Lynskey.
What was she doing? She's from New Zealand?
I thought she was from Canada.
I think she's from New Zealand.
Well, I feel like the article I read said she was in Canada. Mm, maybe she was filming in Canada and they couldn't get the visa.
Love
I don't know
how that her.
Works.
Love her. I love that. Didn't her and Kate Winslet like famously have a big falling out from Heavenly Creatures?
That is so weird that
and
she
they're like
this
still
movie.
Not friends. I love that movie.
Okay, I have never seen that movie. But you know what that movie's about, right?
Yeah.
Ann Perry. If you don't know who Ann Perry is, she is an author and she writes a lot of mystery books. At 15 years old, her and her best friend killed her best friend's mother with a brick. She thought they were like, oh, it's going to take one hit with the brick and she's going to be out. They had to hit her 20 times to finally get her to conk out. And you know what? She went to jail for like 5 years, came out, changed her name, wrote 1,000 novels. Wow. She's still writing.
I don't think I knew
she's
the second part.
Still writing Ann Perry.
Wow.
That's her.
You got to watch that movie.
Maybe we should watch that tonight.
That's actually, yeah.
Okay.
Because it is full tilt.
Yeah.
Teen girl fantasy taken too far.
It's like virgin suicide, sort of. Kind
yes.
of, right?
And yeah. then like directed, it was like one of Peter Jackson's first movies too, right? So like it has like full fantasy elements to it.
Okay.
It's fab.
Okay. Yeah. That's weird though.
And then bratty Kate Winslet. You can't get better than that. Fuck.
We just had this conversation yesterday about this Ann Perry thing. That is so wild. That's so wild.
Synchronicity.
Ugh. Well, you know Ann Rule. Do you know who Ann Rule is?
No.
She is an author. She is a big true crime author.
Okay.
She worked in the same office as Ted Bundy.
Oh.
And they were friends.
They were friends.
They were
friends.
They were friends.
Normally I cover up my mouth, but I couldn't touch my makeup.
They were friends.
They were roommates.
Well, no, she's a girl.
I know, I was just making that.
He didn't. Did he touch girls? I don't know.
Girl.
Was he the clown?
Don't ask me.
No, that was.
He was just. I don't. All Wayne I know is that he was like Casey. A serial killer, right? I don't know much about else than that.
I just know. I feel like there are serial killers everyone is supposed to know, but to me, they all just kind of look like old white guys. So I don't really know the difference.
No, I don't either. And I'm not. Invested enough in the true crime scene to know the differences.
Why are we glorifying that? I don't know.
That's kind of always been my thing, too.
I don't know.
We made a list this week.
Yeah, two things. One of which I don't remember.
One of which is scripted. Let's talk about it. Let's see if it comes out of the ether.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, I said cute lady clown couture this week.
Mad.
Single answer.
I'm going to call her out. No, cut this.
We have a list.
We do have a list.
Of a baby in a bar. Oh, Sweet Home Alabama is such a funny movie. Do you ever watch that movie?
I've seen it maybe a couple times.
Really?
And it's just funny
for
me.
Oh, that was on repeat in our house growing up.
It was on TBS all the time.
And now they play it sometimes after Drag Race, I think. That would be really fun. What if that comes on tonight?
Did you want to watch that?
I mean, we keep saying like 8 things we're going to watch later.
Scott's not here, so he's not going to fall asleep at 10:30.
I know. That's sort of, I think, where the excitement is coming from. I'm like, what do we do?
Oh, it's true.
Okay. The category is Song Aliens.
Song Aliens.
song aliens.
I really, okay, this
was. What does it matter? What
does it matter? I texted Jay, okay, backstory.
Okay.
There was, there's a whiteboard involved. Somebody got a whiteboard.
And somebody doesn't have markers yet. And like literally I've had this for a week and I still don't have markers.
Well, we were going to start writing stuff on it, right? Mm-hmm. Things we wanted to talk about. Well, I said, first, put it on the list. This was like Monday night. It's like, put it on the list. Song aliens.
I mean, text me like, I know exactly what we're starting with.
Song aliens. I don't know what that means.
No.
And I texted Scott. I was like, do you know what this means? Because I remember him and I were laughing about it.
Yeah.
We...
Oh, sorry. Did I look at your line?
No, no. I felt it creeping back. This week likes to creep back. They all like to creep
back. They like to creep.
I don't remember what it means.
Well.
Song aliens.
So I'm just going to let it stew back there. We've put it out. Because I'm like... said it.
Is it... Is our aliens it'll come making back to us. Songs?
Right. Are is the form of the is the life form sound?
Ooh, that's an interesting
sentient sound.
Sentient sound. I don't think I would have typed song aliens.
I mean, maybe. It kind of makes sense like that. You know what I mean?
Because why didn't I write alien songs?
Because maybe they're aliens composed of
sound. Could this really be what I was thinking about?
Song aliens.
That like sounds
could be sentient.
Or like, you know, because like sound can travel.
Correct.
With light.
Waves. And particles we're learning.
I don't think that's what I was thinking about. But it's interesting.
It was a good guess.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sound aliens.
Sound aliens. Should we move on?
Yeah, it might come back. We'll see.
Okay. I came up with something fun this week. Because last week I said... you know, like, if you came here for recaps, you're never going to get it.
Yeah.
And then remembered that we recap 911 every week. And I've maybe given the plot to about 8 different films. So I was like, actually, that is maybe what they come here for. And then I created a little format for it.
Let's hear it.
So it's called Spoiled in Under a Minute. And it sounds really obvious. And I didn't look up to see if someone else had come up with that before. But I'm going to pretend like it's our idea.
Okay.
So we have 1 minute. To recap whatever we watched this week, and we get to pick one program.
Okay.
But you only have a minute.
Shoot. Okay. Well, it can't be 911 because we haven't watched it yet.
Okay. And so, also, to be fair, it's going to be Survivor.
Survivor.
Could be White Lotus. If you want to take more time, but I haven't watched it yet, so you're not allowed.
Because
the point I also want to make too about Spoiled is like you have to spoil it. You have to give the whole thing.
I don't remember anything.
You have to like make sure that the story is told.
Coherently?
From beginning to end.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
In under a minute.
Correct. You have to spoil it.
I don't remember anybody's names.
Well, that's okay. I don't think you have to be... I'm not asking for specificity. I'm asking that, like, you don't withhold major plot points.
All right.
You, like, lead with that.
You know, I'm spinning through the episode of my mind being like, what happened? It's coming back to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming
and if 911, you can take more time for that.
We haven't watched this episode yet.
But I mean, like, in the future. You don't have to apply that to this game. Because I know you have a lot of thoughts. Okay.
Well, Eddie's gone. We don't know what happened.
Don't get into it. Save it for the camera.
Okay,
so do you have your timer pulled up here?
No.
Sorry,
I don't even know where that is.
You can also just ask Siri to do it. Do you have her?
I don't...
Love that noise.
How do I search? How do I search on this?
Do you own it? Do you own this? Is this yours? The fuck is your clock?
Oh.
Yeah. Timers.
Oh! Okay. Yeah.
She's never opened a phone.
Okay.
Okay,
I
can start.
I don't use anything on this phone.
No.
Do I? Not really. The Finch app.
The apps beg to differ. Okay, I can start if you want.
Okay.
And you watch the time. Okay, wait. I'm going to tell the folks what I'm choosing first. So I watched the horror film Heretic this week.
Oh.
I'm going to try to do that in under a minute. I also like knew that I was going to do that, but I didn't think ahead. So just to be fair.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
1, 2...
Okay, so there are these two Mormon girls.
Okay.
And, like, they're clearly kind of younger, very naive. Okay. And, like, the movie starts with them on a park bench talking about, condoms and big dicks because of the back of it, and they pan out and there's like a giant condom ad and it's like size matters or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
And the conversation you glean from it is like, yeah, they're pretty innocent. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
So they're going door to door, but then they also have like this list of people that like requested more information and an address. So they go to this address.
Okay.
And it's Hugh Grant. And it's this creepy house, and it starts raining, and they're not allowed to come in unless there's a woman, because those are the rules. Okay, and he's like, yeah, my wife is in there. Like, she'll be out with us in a minute. Anyway, they go in, ding, dong, ding, as the night progresses. The wife isn't coming out. They're like, yeah, I got a pie in the back. It's a candle, blueberry pie candle. And he's like, she's just back here. And like, choice after choice, it's kind of like that one movie where you're like,
down
turn back. Correct, down the hole. Exactly down the hole. Literally, and that's part of it. And he's... He basically, at the end of the hole, is this.
You'll never know.
I spent too much time setting it up.
You did, but I was interested in the big condom ad.
I didn't even get around to what the fuck he was doing.
No, you didn't. Leave us hanging, girl.
Maybe we need to change the format. Anyway, no, this is fun. You'll never know. I mean,
you know what the problem is? I need to give you like halftime. 15 seconds.
No, I don't think that would help.
Okay, okay.
Because my time dilated in that moment. And I thought I still had like... I mean, maybe then it would, but... I think I would panic and skip. I didn't spoil anything.
You really
did. You could go and watch that movie. All of that was a teaser.
Here we go, girl.
Here we go. Ready?
All right. I'm doing Survivor.
Okay, ready? 3, 2... Wait, do you want the call outs? Time.
No, I guess that we'll do it naked this time.
Do it live. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so on Survivor, we still have three groups, right? Well, we don't have three groups anymore. We have two groups. They merged. No, they did do three groups.
Okay.
No, wait, they re... Okay, they picked buffs again, right?
Yeah.
Which are the little hanky things. And he's like, draw. So they all draw. Because the one group, the green group, had only like three people left and they were being decimated. And so they were like, okay, let's split the group up. So they redrew buffs and they all went to their separate beaches and the teams were all thoroughly shook up. The California girls were still together, which is my favorite alliance right now, which is made of... I only remember one person named Thomas because Thomas is the one that leaves tonight. And that's the only reason why I remember his name. So I did spoil it for you. But so they get to the game, and the green team, the California girls, they are doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're getting it. They're getting it. They're getting it. And then everybody gets to the puzzle and they lose. And the other two teams win. So green team, what happens? They lost again. So they have to go to tribal. And so on the tribal, there are two people.
It's impossible. Wait, how do I stop it?
I don't know. I don't use this app.
Spoiled in under a minute.
Yeah, too much on the setup.
It's
Who cares
tough.
About the setup?
You really? I think you have to like pick four things and just be like, this happened, this happened, this happened, and this happened. And like, and you only have, what is that math wise? 20 seconds for each of those? That's 80 seconds. You only have 30, you only have 10. Oh no!
12.
12.
Plus 2 seconds.
60 divided by 4 is 12?
Oh yeah, I was thinking 50. Because 48.
Oh no.
6 is into 48. How many times? 7 times?
Why would you do into 48
no,
instead
that's
of 60?
Seven. No, wait, that's right. 6 times 7 is 48.
Yeah.
Because 7 times 7. Is 56? Is that 8 times 7? 7 times 7 is 49!
Capital T rhymes with P and that stands for poor.
Listen, I did not.
I
didn't do math. Ever.
The way that you started throwing out numbers and my mind went to like getting game instructions, I was just like, lost gal. So lost. Not even trying. 100%.
I saw all of them. I was plucking them, girl. I was plucking them.
I could not. Whew. Wow.
Well, we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
What have I been doing?
Do you want to try another one?
Yeah. Oh, but what else did I watch this week? Girl, the clock is... Oh, look at that.
Yeah, what else did I watch this week?
Oh,
I have one.
Oh, I don't think I've watched anything this
I'll do
week.
Another one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You ready?
And...
Okay, this was The Strangers. The horror film. Okay. I've never seen it before. And really creepy house invasion situation. We've got a couple that, like, you find out is... They were, like, maybe getting ready to get engaged, but they're, like, breaking up.
Oh, Liv Tyler, right?
Liv Tyler and some other hot guy. And they're out at his, like, summer home. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. And he goes to, like, to the store or something. They're upset because they're fighting. And these people start, like, knocking on her door. And then slowly over the night, they're, like, banging. And she's calling. And he comes back. And they don't see them. And suddenly they're in the house. And they've got these weird masks. And, like, it, you think they're going to try to get away. And their friend comes to, like, save them. Because he's like, hey, I can't hear them. Oh. And, like, they, at this point, they're already hiding in a room, like, thinking that the strangers are coming. But their friend comes in. And they shoot and kill their friend. Thinking it's the thing, spoiled. And then at the end, the husband is killed, or like the boyfriend, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And Liv Tyler, you think that she's dead.
Yeah.
And these two little Mormon boys come up at the very end.
And she's, you don't know.
No, you don't know. You don't get to know.
You don't know. I'm going to take one more minute to describe the end of Survivor.
No, it's unfair. That means that I get another minute for the other show.
Okay, no.
It has to be a different episode.
Has to be a different episode. You'll never know.
I'll never know.
You'll never know. You'll never know. Dang.
Dang.
Well, that was great.
That was great, yeah.
I like that. A minute is hard. I think we could do it, though.
I think that second time, I was, I mean, one plot point away.
Yeah. The setup is difficult. You have to say the setup in like 10 seconds.
I think that's where I get really hung up. You have to just be like,
this is it.
This is it.
They're on an island. They're playing a game.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. The couple, they just broke up. They're at a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Because I didn't need to mention that it's like a summer house. I didn't need to mention that they like were maybe engaged, but then like are kind of on the outs now.
But it's like when you're thinking of things, you want to try to They seem relevant.
Yeah. Tough. No, I think we should keep doing it because I think we're going to get good at it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I watched anything else this week. What else did I watch? Nothing. Oh, we've watched Bargain Block this week.
Oh!
I don't want to spoil anything for you.
That's I mean, that's like not something you can spoil, though.
Oh, this one you can spoil.
Really? Big shit's happening.
I mean...
We're talking about the Bargain Block boys, the way, which if you're not familiar, like, are you watching the New Orleans season? Is that what's going on? They started in... Do they still live in Detroit?
They still live in Detroit. Okay. They're going to... Well, they've been to St. Orleans?
St. Orleans.
St. Orleans.
Yeah.
Do what they do in there.
It's a great show.
Oh my God.
They're fab.
Hot. Can I tell you?
Yeah, get into it.
I'm going to spoil it a little bit for you.
Yeah.
Their first house they do does not go well. So poorly, in fact, that throughout the rest of the season, poor Ethan, who's the tall guy with dark hair.
So cute.
Loses so much weight and starts losing his hair because of the stress. They don't mention it. They don't say anything. But oh my God.
Wow.
Awful. Awful.
Wow.
They do finally sell it. But school.
Yeah, like girls, I mean, you got a separation of church and state. You got to learn when to leave it at the office. But it's tough because they literally live in those homes sometimes.
Oh my God. So that was kind of devastating to watch.
Wow.
Like,
are they still okay?
I mean, as far as we know.
Okay, good.
And Shay is still there and everything.
I love Shay. That's the realtor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not fun. I don't think that was a fun time for them.
Scary.
Yeah.
Well, you got to show them having a little conflict, I guess. I mean, not that they coaxed that up anywhere.
Please.
But you know what I mean? Like, the show is usually pretty light and the conflict so far has been like, yeah, we don't know if we have enough money to stretch this renovation and stuff like that. But they were already doing such like low budget stuff.
Right.
That's kind of part of the charm of it.
They're knocking down most of these houses and basically starting from scratch. And that's what they're doing wrong in this New Orleans right now. Because they're trying to just, well, the market is just so different down there and they just didn't know it. Sad.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I gotta watch it. It's got a lot more intrigue now. Because I was like, this is such a lovely program. I'll have it on when I'm like feeling something nice and fluffy.
Well, and there's this whole bit with the stained glass window.
Mess. I think I also generally like that show because I agree with the aesthetics most of the time and the choices. I'm like, they're fixing this up good from the bones.
Yeah.
And then they're putting a pretty coat of paint on it.
Yeah, they usually do some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
This one, I think they keep them sort of... not generic isn't the right word, but a little simpler.
Oh, they took some design risks in Detroit.
Yeah. I don't know, but they're going back to Detroit.
Good. Oh, damn, didn't work out.
Although, never mind. You get to watch.
Okay,
you get to watch.
Okay.
Get to watch.
No spoilers.
You get
no
to watch.
Spoilers.
You get to watch. And if you're still watching, you get 2 points.
Did you hear that?
So now you should have 7.
You should have 7. That is if you started with us.
That is true. Because you can't go back and watch. Oh, well, yeah, I guess you could. Can you replay that episode over and over until you have 5 points?
We need to get a manual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be like that episode
of Survivor. Game board.
Oh, my God. Did I tell you about that one?
No.
Where, guess I did.
Do you want a minute?
No. No. Did I not tell you about that?
I think you
where,
did.
Where, like, Jeff had to, like, had to pull out the, no, he didn't pull out the rule book, but he started to explain all the rules because it got real dicey.
No.
You didn't hear any
of
that?
You didn't tell me any of this. Oh. We won't time it. Just get into it.
Okay, so at Tribal Council 2 weeks ago, it was Green Team. Say,
always is.
Say, Curtis, I only know their names. Say, Curtis, we're going to call her Mary, and we're going to call him John.
Great.
And so, Say, Curtis, and John were in a three-person alliance together. Mm-hmm. Curtis and John also sort of had a secret alliance that they were keeping hidden from Say. But also, Mary has been on the outs the entire time. And Mary, unbeknownst to the rest of the... No. Shoot. What is she... Well, she got something. She has something. She either doesn't have a vote. She doesn't have a vote. I don't think she can vote.
She can't vote.
But they didn't know that.
Okay.
They didn't know that. At the very last minute. Mm-hmm. So they all vote. And it's a tie. Mm-hmm. It's a tie. 2 on Say and 2 on... I don't even remember. See, this is why I can't do it.
Mary? John.
I think it's John. I think it was 2 on John. And, no, or maybe it was 2 on Mary and 2 on Say. And then Mary... That's it. Mary played her shot in the dark.
Okay.
And so any votes cast for her did not count.
Yeah.
And because she pulled it out and it was like real. Her shot in the dark was real. It was the only time that's ever
Thank
worked.
God you didn't have a minute.
Oh my God. And so she no longer could vote.
Yeah.
And they had to recast their votes with those three people.
Yeah.
And so they cast it again. And I don't remember how it happened because somehow it turned out to be a tie.
Okay.
It turned out to be a tie.
Okay.
And so they had to redo it. And Jeff was like...
The producers were back there like, holy shit.
Yeah.
How do we find
Correct.
Out this? Yeah.
Because then at the very end, Jeff was like, okay, well, we've come down to this. And so now, Curtis, you get to decide who goes home. You alone.
And that's official rules or whatever. They had to like do the like amendments and all of that
yes.
shit.
Yes. And he voted for Say each time. He decided to keep her. And vote out the guy. And we were like, what?
Gaggy.
It's Gaggy. And this woman said...
Because by the third time, he was just like, whatever, I'm going to shake it up. That's fun.
Well, John, the reason why no one can remember his name, he was wearing a shirt that said pizza, and I think everybody just kept calling him the pizza guy.
We'll just call him the pizza guy then.
Anyways, it was good television.
Juicy. So that person, did the people just didn't feel that they deserved to go home?
He decided, well, okay, here's this other thing that this trap is happening. There are so many men, like over the age of 40, who start to become father figures for a lot of these younger people, okay. younger women.
And use that power dynamic.
And I think, but sometimes I think it flips because I think that he started to feel bad for the two because he literally said, Say, I'm going to pick you if you and Mary can finally get along.
Okay, Dad. Yeah, what is that? I would get to Survivor.
And John was like, I guess I'm out then.
What can I do?
And so, wild.
That is wild. Yeah, I would get to Survivor with my bonnet on and my rattle. And I'd be like, I'm a little baby. And I'd be like, you have to take care of me, wife. And then I'd win.
Well, it's just like that one girl. Oh, my God. They split up this. I'm not saying. Never mind.
Wow. Love it. Survivor's lit, apparently. Y'all get into it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Although, still, I think it's really heavily produced. But I don't know.
What isn't?
I just...
Those we live in a simulation. This
kidding?
Reality is heavily
produced.
And then
him switching his vote to Say at the last minute, they made him do that.
Yeah, and after 3 rounds. And they were like, they were so frustrated by the having to like rule check
yes,
that they're
right.
like, we're going to like fucking fuck this up.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It's just like, is it chocolate? Dunk the tank.
That's like, funny. Come on. If y'all didn't know, a couple of episodes ago in Drag Race, they had to pull the Badonk Dunk tank out because that gimmick ended too soon and they still had it on rental. So they made it a mini challenge where they just dunked all the girls.
They just dunked all the girls.
There was nothing to it. Hilarious.
Would you like to be dunked?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I like water. I like swimming, though, so it doesn't bother me.
I would want to if I wasn't wearing anything that I owned.
Yeah, I don't care. We wash our clothes.
I don't want my wig to get wet.
Oh, I don't want to do it in drag. But they didn't. Oh. You remember they were boys.
Oh, I want to do it in drag.
Oh.
That's the different. Fantasy. That's the different. Fantasy.
Are we doing a photo shoot?
We are escaping the killer.
Because I'll dunk. I'll fall into there. Yeah. But then Mike Ruiz or whoever did it, I have to be on the other side. Like, I'm posing. I'm doing America's Next Top Model. Yeah. Man.
No, I don't want to take pictures. I just want to experience.
It's dunked kinda... in drag. You want to swim in drag.
It's that fantasy of like running through the woods in a dress.
Yeah.
And it's like, first off, if you're at that point where you're running through a forest in a dress, I want to know what it feels like. What if you're swimming in a dress?
I think we got to find out.
Wig and all.
I think we got to find out. I think we got to go downtown.
What's downtown?
I think we got to get in the Mississippi.
Oh, not the muddy Mississippi.
And then
Mississippi.
We got to find out. Oh, and then we got to get on live.
Like,
we got to get
my
on live.
God, somebody's baptizing somebody down there.
It's Millie and Queen, and we're in the Mississippi.
Can you imagine?
I could. We like take our inner tubes out there. That'd be fucking funny.
I don't think you can get in the water anywhere there, can you?
Try us.
I guess.
Yeah. That'd be funny. It's like T-Pain. He's on Twitch. He has his own Twitch channel.
Okay, yeah.
And the other day, because I follow him there, I was getting on to watch somebody else, and I saw he was live, so I clicked on it for a second.
Yeah.
And he was on his jet ski on vacation, but like live on Twitch from his phone on a jet ski. I lived. I watched it for like 20 minutes.
That's wild.
It was so funny.
Instagram was like that.
I do.
When it was like...
when lives were fun. Although I'll still tune in to a Leslie. Leslie.
She does do good lives.
She does.
Leslie Dog.
Leslie Dog, yeah. I don't know. I suddenly forgot her last name because I see Leslie Jones. Thank you. Because I see Les Dog. And that's. God. But when she watches a Drag Race season or an episode, it's worth tuning in. Because you'll watch the whole thing with her and it's hilarious.
I. Watch Survivor. Watch decadent reality television because you know what? Reality, what we're living in.
Not so decadent.
not so decadent. Then what's going on television?
100.
Because, you know, celebrities aren't real. People on television aren't real.
No, fake.
But it's all reality.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So get into that boob tube.
Get into it. Oh my God. And if you don't have time to dedicate towards a full reality TV show, watch. I'm going to plug Trixie and Katya now.
Do.
Watch Queens Who Like to Watch. It's one of my favorite YouTube shows ever, ever. And they just recently watched Temptation Island.
Which we're going to watch.
Which we're going to watch later because I've watched it 3 times already.
That's crazy. It's that crazy.
Just their episode. It's that crazy.
Okay.
It's that crazy. The girls are not all right. The straight men
are not all right. Well, look at that. They're praying to a guy in the sky.
Oh. But that's a good point that you say that, and then we'll wrap it up.
Jesus came.
No. I read an article that a lot of these reality dating shows right now,
yes,
that they are breaking their connections before the show is over, and these women are like, did you vote for this person? Or like, do you believe that gay people deserve rights too? And these guys are like, well, I was racist. And they're like, they're breaking their connections over this. And I said, thank you, straight girlies.
Well, because
finally being some fucking ally. Not finally, but for being some fucking
allies.
You
have the most to lose. Not those idiot himbos.
No. At the end of the day, they're straight white men and they're going to land on their feet.
And you are going to be in the kitchen cooking some cheeseburgers made of maybe beef.
Maybe beans.
I don't know. Read the packages on the back of all of your food. Did you know red dye number 14 is made out of insects?
Isn't it banned in California and Europe?
Yeah, not here.
Not here.
Go outside. Why?
But you didn't, did you, Leah? You didn't get red dye 14, did you? Because you live in Missouri.
We do have chimps. Sharing is caring. Unless you have herpes. And then it's kind of, you know, bad.
I'm going to hit stop.